Welcome to Fun Friday. It's always fun when Tim Lammers joins us. It's time for your movie reviews, and we're looking at movies that are in theaters. We're also looking at some streaming today. Tim Lammers is joining us. It's brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured, and you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Tim, welcome. What do you have for us today?
To kick off the weekend, I have
a zombie movie.
A zombie thriller.
I've grown so tired of the zombie genre. I can't even say it right. Zombie genre. But, you know, you get a guy like Zack Snyder, who did this remake of George R. Romero's Dawn of the Dead 17 years ago. He redefined things by making these things faster and furious. You know, before they were just lumbering around and, you know, if they catch you, they're gonna consume you, right? So this obviously upped the stakes considerably. So he did that, but in between, you know, he's done movies like Man of Steel, Justice League, which came out on HBO Max not too long ago. So he goes back to the zombie genre and he adds in heist elements, which I think is very, very clever for this new one, Army of the Dead. The great thing is that if you want to see it, all of its spectacle on the big screen, you can indeed do that. But it's also debuting on Netflix Friday. So if you want to be scared or laugh or get creeped out or, you know, cover your eyes because of the gore, you can do it in the privacy of your own home.
I think it sounds fun. I mean, there's only one zombie movie that I really liked, and it was the one with Brad Pitt in it, World War Z, I think.
Exactly. You know what? That is a great choice of a zombie movie that you like, because this movie reminds me a lot of that World War Z, which I guess they are working on a prequel. That was an unexpected hit, especially
crazy.
Because they had so many production problems, but they had Brad Pitt, so so it became a hit. But yeah, I mean, that's how the zombies are in this movie. They're fast. They in this case, they organize. There's a hierarchy of them that, you know, there's even a little zombie romance going on. Doesn't get too explicit.
Yeah,
I will warn you, you know, I warn you, I will tell you that you don't have to watch any, you know, zombie romance scenes.
Yeah.
But there are some emotional connections going on between these zombies. I mean, there's more than just, again, that lumbering zombie type.
Yeah,
so,
well, that makes,
you know,
it more complicated.
The big play here is that they caught them and they walled them off in Las Vegas. And but there's a lot of money sitting in Vegas. So this guy who's struggling, played by Dave Bautista, he's a war veteran. Just struggling to get by, he gets this proposal. Hey, get into this zombie vault, this vault amid these zombies, and boost $2 million. And if you can do that, $200 million, excuse me. If you can do that, you get $50 million. You can split it up any way you like. So he gets some old friends that he served in the war with. He's got this German safecracker who is very, very funny, played by this actor, Matthias Schweighofer is his name. A lot of new folks in this, a lot of familiar folks in this, and it's a great cast. It's just a lot of fun. It's not totally dreary. I mean, it's not all doom and gloom. Again, there's a lot of humor in it.
Yeah.
It's an action movie. It's an action heist movie.
Okay.
It's just a nice combination. And again, a little bit different look at the zombies than we've seen before. We need something new if this genre is going to continue.
Okay, well, that sounds interesting. Army of the Dead.
Correct, yes. And again, in theaters and on Netflix.
Okay, that sounds fun. All right, what else we have here?
We have a wonderful new movie, completely unexpected, Kelly. A week ago, I couldn't have told you that I knew about this movie called Dream Horse. Toni Collette, I love her, you know, from Muriel's Wedding to...
Yeah.
She did this movie called Connie and Carla. Of course, she was in The Sixth Sense. She was in a very scary movie, and I can't remember what... Hereditary.
Oh,
it was such of a creepy movie. She's a wonderful, wonderful actress. And then here she plays this bartender in this small Welsh village. She gets a sudden passion and interest in horse racing just because she doesn't have anything else going on in her life. Her and her husband have settled into a situation where they live in an empty nest and they just need more spark in their life. So
yeah.
They invest and get this foal who really there's something special about this foal right away, but they can't raise it to be in horse racing right away. They need a lot of money. So they pool their resources. They get a lot of different people from this small community, a lot of different characters, colorful characters to pool their money in order to take a run at horse racing greatness. So again, I love these small, there's this movie called Waking Ned Devine quite a few years ago, an Irish film that had that small community feel, you know, in Europe, in Ireland in that case. And it was very, very funny, all the colorful characters. That movie, this movie reminds me of that movie a lot. So, you know, so you got great characters, great story, very funny, but again, very emotional. You know, you get sports involved. A lot of sports dramas can become very emotional. And that's definitely the case here as this horse, and this is based on a true story. I think that's why it makes it so emotional. Is just completely defying the odds on his way to possibly beating the best in the business.
Well, and it's timely too, because we just finished the Kentucky Derby a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
We're in the midst of, oh my gosh, is there going to be a Preakness?
I mean, look, it would have been so wonderful because, again, that was a horse that was bought for $1,000.
Yeah.
And going on to win the Kentucky Derby, that's a movie within itself, even though it won't win the Triple Crown.
Right.
But I love those long shot movies because this horse called Dream Alliance, again, a real horse, you know, completely defied the odds.
Yeah.
Just getting in the game in itself is, you know, was defying the odds because the chances of it winning anything, you know, a junior race, let alone anything bigger, was completely unfathomable. So, you know, it's a really inspiring feel great story. You know,
I didn't realize this one was based on a true story. I didn't know that. It is.
Yeah. And again, this is the sort of thing, I mean, obviously, unless you grew up in Wales, you probably never would have known that about this story. And that's what makes it so wonderful. I love movies that take parts of history that we haven't heard of before and bring them to light, especially in a movie like this, which is such of a feel great movie.
So you were teared up a little bit, crying a little bit. What?
Yeah. I shed a few tears, you know, that tends to get, you know, the Rocky thing and the ring and the music and the thrill of victory. Sometimes the agony of defeat, as the old saying goes. But I love horse racing. When I was a kid, my dad and I used to watch the Kentucky Derby and things like that. So obviously, you know, a real soft spot in my heart for that sort of thing. So this was cool. I mean, I don't go out to the track or anything like that. I don't bet or anything. I just love stories of people or horses or whatever animal, you know, whatever, just, you know, defying the odds. I love that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Now this one, Dream Horse, you said is streaming only or it's in theaters?
No, it's only in theaters Only in theaters. But again, you know, in normal times, this would have been a small release. But again, theaters are looking for films to play. So you might actually catch us in more theaters than usual.
Mm-hmm.
Also, though, it's the sort of film that don't be surprised if in about 3 weeks you're going to see it on streaming. So believe me, I love this movie so much that when that time comes, I will definitely bring it up on the show.
You will. Okay. All right. Well, we've got a few minutes left. Do you have anything coming up next week that you want to give us a sneak peek about?
Well, I can tell you that I've already seen Cruella.
You have.
It's the origin story of Cruella de Vil, of course, the villain, the famed Disney villain from 101 Dalmatians, both the animated film and the live action film of Glenn Close. Glenn Close actually executive produces this one, but Emma Stone is the star. Emma Thompson is the villain to begin with, but because we got to remember Cruella becomes a villain herself, but it wasn't always that way. So this was really a great look into, you know, a good peek into where Cruella de Vil came from. She was actually, her name was Estella at first. So she becomes, she transforms from Estella into Cruella.
Oh my goodness. I didn't realize that was what it was about. I saw my first preview the other day and I just caught a glimpse and I'm like, did that say Cruella? And I saw the black hair on one side.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's interesting because obviously there are referrals to those films. So the Dalmatians films, you know, they have Dalmatians in this one. There's the black and white hair, you know, there's the style aspect of it. So yeah, I can't wait to talk about it. And again, this is one of those that will be in theaters and premium access on Disney Plus, which means you'll pay $30. But can't wait to tell you all about it next week.
So I do have a question on our other two movies. Dream Horse, is that a PG or is it a rated R?
You know what? I didn't even look at the rating, but honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a PG. I just can't recall. I don't even think there was any cursing in it.
I'm assuming and, the other one we talked about, it's got to be
just
R.
It's a great movie, but yeah, you know, I certainly wish we had time to look it up, but no, this is a family-friendly movie in case you want to bring your kids to see it.
Okay.
Again, it's just...
The Army of the Dead, I'm assuming that's an R because it's...
That's an R.
that's not family-friendly.
You got zombies getting dispatched of in very disgusting ways, and of course you got swearing and all that sort of stuff too. So, you know, look, if you really want your kid to see a zombie movie, parents, just be responsible. Watch it yourself first, and maybe. Then maybe let them if they're old enough. But yeah, if you really want a family-friendly option, then go to the theater to see Dream Horse.
And now is really the time to get back into the theaters and start enjoying things again.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's picking up a little bit. And, you know, I mean, the grosses aren't quite there yet. I mean, you get your Kong versus Godzillas and your Mortal Kombats that are making decent enough money. But yeah, they're not quite there yet. But I think we're going to see a resurgence come this summer.
I think so, too. All right, Tim, thank you so much for the movie reviews. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kelly. Have a wonderful weekend.
And Tim, where can people learn more about you before you go?
DirectConversations.com is my website. And there I will have shortly interviews with several of the cast members from Army of the Dead. And I've interviewed some cast members from Cruella as well. And those will be up next week.
Oh, exciting. Okay. Well, thank you very much. It's Tim Lammers for our movie reviews. And of course, they're brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, Seeking Justice for the Injured. We'll be back.